She has a 25% chance of a really cool Royals Fan Fest package. We'll be giving that away in the second hour. It'll be Teresa, Casey, Annette, and Amy are our four finalists. So good luck to all of them. I mentioned going into break that this topic involves Johnny Manziel, Ray Rice, and Vince Young.
That is a who's who.
That is an interesting threesome. There's no doubt about that. We had actually mentioned this a couple weeks ago on the show that there's going to be a spring football league. It's not actually affiliated with the NFL, but it's going to be like four teams or something that play a few games against each other, featuring a lot of recent NFL retirees or castoffs or other people that the league, I mean, that don't play in the NFL currently.
So it's like, is this like a, I haven't heard much about this. Is this like a 7-on-7 league type of thing?
I think it's full. I think it's basically regular football. It's just that the players are different. It's really bizarre. I mean, I don't know how it's
There's
totally
no
going to work.
There's no way this is pads, is it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is like all out. Yeah. No, this isn't,
get really hurt.
This isn't intramurals, no. But the league is trying to market itself as an opportunity for guys to showcase that they belong in the NFL. That is where Johnny Manziel and Ray Rice come into this for very different reasons. But they have extended invitations to Johnny Manziel, Ray Rice, and Vince Young to participate in this football spring league. Very strange. You want to see Johnny Manziel handing the ball off to Ray Rice?
Handing the ball, okay. Let me see this.
No. It's oh. I'm saying
oh,
hypothetically.
I thought you had
video,
like
no, I don't have a video.
Practicing
no,
or something.
No. Now, Manziel actually has been in the news over the last 24 hours or so. He released a series of tweets that basically say that he's turned over a new leaf, that he's leaving everything in the past. I'm reading this one from yesterday. No lie. Actually, I don't think I can say that word in the radio. I was a blank in 2016. I'm just trying to be a good person again.
One of the words he used was a booze bag.
I have not seen that one. But he says that he's sober, that he stopped partying, everything like that. He also said this yesterday, haven't been this happy in a long time. I appreciate all the people in my life who reached out during the truly rough patches in 16. I hope that he's on the road to recovery because it was getting to the point that it was pretty sad to see what was happening to him. I don't know if participating in this spring football league is going to lead to him having a job in the NFL.
There has already been a few times that Johnny has mentioned that he's like, okay, I'm done with all this stuff. I'm going to get back into shape. I need to get back to football because I've seen some before and afters. It's like a year apart of – you know, when he was with the Browns to just not too long ago, and he has certainly lost some muscle mass, and I guess he's been hitting the gym lately, which is great, but I don't think this is the right path to take towards getting back to the NFL because the best way to get back is actually trying out for teams, like showing that you're a better person and get invited to a camp or something. I mean, you're not going to get it done in a spring football league where – and I – probably the most of the roster will either be players who just couldn't cut it, like just didn't have what it takes to be in the NFL, or guys who had already been there, retired, and basically need something to do. And then there's Vince Young.
Well, yeah, Vince Young is 33 years old. He hasn't played in the NFL since he was with the Eagles in 2011, so it's been 5 years. Here's a little bit more information on this league. It debuts in April with four teams composed of free agents. They'll start training April 5th in West Virginia and will play a total of six games there in a three-week span. The league isn't affiliated with the NFL, but NFL teams plan to send scouts to the games and workouts. So that's really all we know about what's going to happen here.
Save yourself in trouble and go play in Canada. At least you're going to get paid.
Well, selfishly, I'm saying go ahead and do this because if these games are on TV, you know how starved we are for football in April? I mean, we're so starved for football that they put, like, Mississippi State's spring game on ESPNU. basically all the SEC schools get to have their spring games televised. But that's how much people want football in spring. I'd watch this on TV, I think.
Now, where's Tim Tebow at? He has to be invited. Yeah, he's got to be there. Does he not, Tim Tebow?
Yeah, that's a perfect place for him if he's given up the baseball thing by then. But I'd tune in, and who knows? I mean, that would be a situation that you would think maybe some former K-State players could try to get involved.
There's actually a chance this could possibly work for a few people, because I don't know if we all remember this. Those two over there might be too young to remember the XFL.
Yeah.
That was ran by Vince McMahon. There are actually a couple players from that league that some NFL scouts actually saw what they could do and got invited to try out for some NFL teams, but it was a very few amount of folks.
What if
that was a full league?
You know, what if Jake Waters was playing quarterback for one of those teams in the spring league? You'd watch that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, because it has a local interest.
Yeah.
But this league, if they want to be successful and have another chance another year, they're going to probably want to bring in some names that people know. Not a lot of people know Jake Waters.
Well, and them getting these games televised somehow is absolutely huge. I mean, no one's going to care if they can't see it and if they're just reading reports about what's happening.
Well, these days, ESPN will pretty much air anything, so I wouldn't be surprised if they can land the mothership on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably get it on one way or another, and I would certainly be in support of that. Unless, but here's the problem with it, the NFL isn't directly involved. What if the NFL says, we don't want you doing this? Because the NFL still holds all the cards, and they want to make and the TV partners with the NFL want to keep the NFL happy. I don't know how the NFL is reacting to all this because, as you mentioned, what happens when players get hurt, you know? There's a lot of weird variables that go into
this.
Do
you think the Chiefs should sign Ray Rice?
No. No. I'll take
needs something to do.
I'll take Tony Romo before Ray Rice. They can draft Leonard Fournette, though. I'd be fine with that. We're going to head to our final break in this first hour. When we come back, a rundown and brief preview of all the other Big 12 games that are taking place tomorrow outside of K-State and West Virginia. This is News Radio KMAN.